Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Yo, beautiful humans. I think we have Harry Styles on the phone.
Hi. Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's going... I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, it's going okay. It's not going great.
Yeah.
It's just going okay. So...
Sure. We understand.
Better days are coming. They're on the way. Mm-hmm. But where we're at right now, it is a little rough. So.
Where are you doing the show from?
I am in West Hollywood right now from my living room. I have slowly been setting up an entire radio studio here.
Great.
And, it's a lot of
we appreciate you entertaining the nation.
You know, we got to keep doing it. Because, by the way, like, companionship is wanted now more than ever. I believe music and art is required now more than ever. People need escape. I really genuinely believe that. And, by the way, Fine Line has been a great deep escape for me and for my mom. We both listen to it and we discuss rather often. But it's the truth, right?
Thank you so much.
I mean, either you can create the art or you can escape in the art. By the way, Dan's here as well.
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Wow. I love the awkward second introduction. It feels good. What's your energy right now, man? Do you have pent-up creative energy? Because I know we're holding the European leg of the tour, and I send you love because that is rough. Sorry, my sirens.
I'd say... A little pent up, but I think it's been nice for me to kind of not feel any real pressure to like make anything. I think it's kind of a nice moment to just like flow a little bit and not feel like, oh, I have to go make an album, and kind of, I guess, creating without context at the moment is kind of nice. Just writing songs because it's fun and because I want to sit and write a song rather than be on a deadline for something. And, I think also just taking a moment to think. I think in moments like these, you get a second to sit back and be like, what are you actually doing it for? And what are you making music for? And what are you trying to do? And just like what it means. So I think like enough time to kind of sit and reflect on a lot of things. But yeah, just trying to not get too, you know, anxious about the state of the world right now.
But by the way, like that type of creating, like I want to say, floating is self care. It's understanding yourself more. It's getting to know yourself in different ways. It's trying things without pressure or limitations. It is a really cool time to kind of become one with yourself a little bit more and challenge yourself in different ways in the privacy of your own home, right? With nobody else judging you. But in turn, like that stuff could really help you in the future. It's a whole different form of creating.
Yeah, I think anytime you get to kind of, you know, sit and have time to sit and think and learn new things about yourself or yourself in different situations is a positive thing. And I think for a lot of people, this is them getting a chance to sit and be like, and I guess reevaluate and think about what's really important. I think a lot of people's priorities have probably changed. You know, there's a lot of things that people think are so important. And I think in times like this, when you're kind of reduced, I guess, to the basics, you realize that a lot of that stuff isn't really important at all. And I think right now everyone just craves being around good people they love and that's kind of it. So,
things do realign, right, in times like this, and hopefully sometimes it does work out for the better. Your priorities shift in the proper places. Kindness.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will be an education, and I think it will become that over a long period of time. I think once I think we're all learning a lot right now, and then when we come out the other side of it, I think there's going to be a lot of lessons learned and a lot of lessons to be learned about how we dealt with it and what we need to change going forward. And I think people will be learning from this for a long time.
Everything should be learning. We should be learning from everything we do, and we should have been learning from things that we do for centuries. And most people,
right, exactly.
What does kindness mean to you? How do you define kindness in your own life?
How do I define it? I'm not necessarily sure. I think in kind of a base level, I guess it comes from just kind of putting somebody else before yourself, you know, and just finding ways to help other people or bring joy to other people or lessen the load of other people. I think just ways in which you can find to, you know, be considerate of others is kind of they're all kind of options, you know. I think there's a lot of different ways you can be kind to people, whether it's subtle or it's a little more direct. I think it's just ultimately about being considerate.
Was there a defining moment when you realized that kindness and the act of treating a stranger and all people with kindness needed to be the fuel behind your art? And but it is a through line, right? Treat people with kindness kind of carries from one album to the next, and it's...
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah, I think just, you know, I think it's more, I guess it's kind of one of those things where I look at people that I look up to and obviously try and follow their example. And I think the people I've always been most inspired by are those who are nice to people around them and those who aren't around them. And I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you treat people how you want to be treated. And I think the fact of, you know, you never know what people are dealing with or going through is actually very true. And you kind of just want to, I don't know, I think you can change somebody's day by being nice to them.
The simplest gesture.
It's pretty simple to do. So, yeah.
By the way, Fine Line, an incredible body of work. I know.
Thank you so much.
One of my favorite albums, Dan, for you, it's an album that's big in your life.
I love everything Harry Styles does, to be honest.
Thank you very much. That is very kind. Wonderful interjection.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I just wanted to know, like, when you're at home sitting there, like, have you gone back and listened to the album at all?
I've listened to the album quite a bit, actually. Less so kind of in this quarantine period, because I've just been, I guess, trying to listen to everything I've kind of ever wanted to listen to or I hadn't got around to listening to. But it's kind of one of those things where you hear the album so much while you're making it that you kind of expect that once it's out, you kind of stop listening to it. And I've been really proud, I guess, of the fact that I've enjoyed making the album and I like the music so much that since it's come out, I really enjoy listening to it still, which I hope is just a testament to the fact that I stand behind the music more than anything.
What do you learn about yourself from creating Fine Line and accomplishing your second album?
I think about myself, I guess it's more, I guess a big part of it is it kind of makes me feel like I'm on the right path in terms of what I'm making music for and how I like to make music in terms of the process. I guess a big part of it is when you're making an album, you're kind of constantly second-guessing yourself and questioning yourself about, am I doing this right, and are people going to like this, and do I like this? And I think, I guess with Fine Line, making it and making something that, just because I love it so much, you're always kind of wondering, is that the right path? And I guess when people enjoy it because it's authentic, because it's something that you like so much, I guess it, more than anything, it kind of just cements that's the right attitude, I guess, to make music with, you know?
It's the right path. Your gut is
Yeah,
right.
I guess going forward, it's not about kind of emulating that sound, because I think it's, you know, I'm definitely a big believer in, like, different albums are going to sound different. They're an evolution, and it's kind of moment of what you're feeling at the time. So it's not about recreating sound, but it's it's about recreating something, I guess, with the same intention in terms
of... It's an evolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Question, is there a new skill that you unlock as an artist while creating Fine Line that you didn't have before?
I guess I just played a lot more in terms of, like, instruments. And usually that's the time when I improve the most of at playing, I guess, is while I'm in the studio and while I'm writing, just because obviously you're at instruments constantly and you're playing instruments constantly. So, yeah, I definitely see, like, a growth in my own playing when I'm making an album.
I can't thank you enough for keeping real, live instruments alive and, I mean, sounding better than ever. Your band is incredible. The musicianship that accompanies you on stage is, it's awe-inspiring. It is phenomenal.
Thanks so much, man. I'm very lucky to play with such talented people, and they definitely make me look better. So,
well, I don't know. You bring the best out of each other, dude. You bring the best out of each other.
I appreciate that.
Daniel Zolot, last thought.
Harry, are you going to do any of the, like, maybe Instagram live concerts or anything like that?
I don't know. I think I'm trying to, like, you know, just take a little time to kind of, I guess, deal with what's happening. And trying to create, I guess. But, you know, maybe at some point, but I don't. It's not, I'm not, like, sitting at home kind of, it's not the thing I'm, like, dying to do right now, you know?
Yeah, and the one other question I have to ask, July 23rd, 2020, do you have any big plans for that day?
Not as of right now.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure as of right now, but I'm taking suggestions.
Do you know what that day is?
What was it, July 23rd?
Yes, 2020.
What was it like? I don't know.
That's One Direction's 10-year anniversary.
Oh! Oh, wow.
On the calendar, sorry.
Yes, wow. That's pretty crazy.
Time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. Will we still be inside?
I don't.
Oh, that's a good question.
I hope not. Oh, please. Please.
I know. I'm hoping not. But, yeah, that'll be a very emotional day, I'm sure.
Hopefully because of One Direction, but also because people will be allowed out to emerge.
Yes.
And
yes.
Cut,
we'll
you know,
be
not
dancing
touch each other.
In the street.
That's it. From 6 feet apart, obviously.
Yep.
CDC
Correct.
Approved. Hey, I really appreciate you giving us time and energy today. And yeah, like,
no
really
problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime, Harry. I really appreciate you very much. And thank you for creating music. And you know.
Thanks for all the support. I appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks for creating
Thanks
real
for
art
me.
And great music. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Stay safe
me.
And take care. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.